As most of us know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have in the studio today Christy Capps, registered nurse and breast care navigator at Pardee Cancer Center. Christy, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate having you here again. We've done this before.
We sure have.
So it's time to do it again. Let's talk a little bit about the commonality of breast cancer. How common actually is breast cancer?
It's actually quite common. 1 in 8 women will be affected with breast cancer over the course of their lifetime.
1 in 8 women.
Yes.
Does a lot of that have to do with genetics?
Some of it does. You know, most of the patients that we see have no family history of breast cancer because that tends to be the case. Roughly 90% of women who are diagnosed have no family history. However, if you do have a first-degree relative or someone in your family who has had breast cancer, it can double your risk. And by first-degree relative, I mean your mother, your daughter, or your sister. There are several genes that we have found through research that we know predispose women to breast cancer, and the ones that we hear the most about are BRCA1 and 2. So if someone is a carrier of this gene, they're actually 5 times more likely to develop breast cancer. It's important that women know if they have this gene and work with their physicians to develop a screening plan. But that being said, not everyone who has that mutation will develop breast cancer.
So what type of screening tests should women be taking then to look for breast cancer?
Sure. So there is some genetic testing that can be done to look for this particular gene, but that's not without ramifications. And so it's important that someone really be educated and well-informed prior to having any genetic testing.
What about signs of breast cancer? What are some signs we should be looking for?
Well, I think that we traditionally always think of breast cancer as just being found with a breast lump. And yes, sometimes breast lumps do turn out to be cancerous, but many times they do not. So what I usually recommend to patients is just really knowing your body and being informed and identifying if there are things that creep up or change. And so if you felt a lump, obviously you'd want to contact your doctor. But if you saw a new lesion or dimpling, if there was any bulging in the breast, any redness, any soreness that just wasn't going away, nipple discharge, or any symmetry or asymmetry in the breast, you would certainly want to call.
Let's stay on breast cancer detection. It seems like one of the last times we had you in here, we talked about the technology that's being used for women who do have breast cancer. How has technology has improved in breast cancer detection now?
Well, 3D mammography has really changed the world of breast imaging, and it has really made a big difference. Certainly, it's not foolproof, but it is the very best screening tool that we have. And of course, with anything that's a new technology or even something that's been in existence for a long time, thoughts as far as the way that that technology should be used often changes and varies from year to year or from person to person as well. But we at Pardee do recommend that women start, those women who are average risk for breast cancer, start having a screening mammogram at the age of 40 and continue to do so every year. Now, sometimes we need to change that regimen based on family history or risk factors, but it's important to talk with your doctor about what's best for you. Sometimes we implement some additional imaging, so that could be a whole breast ultrasound for women who have dense breast. Another modality that we use for breast screening imaging sometimes is a breast MRI. Now, that would be for women who are high risk, but it is an important tool that can add benefit to our screening regimens.
Uh-huh. So what are some things women need to think about to help reduce their opportunity of breast cancer?
Sure. You know, it's always that healthy overall lifestyle,
yeah.
Trying to eat a well-balanced diet, trying to exercise. It's okay to have a cheat day or not exercise every day, but just to try to do the best you can for your health, limiting alcohol, not smoking, those type of things.
It's interesting how no matter who we have in here talking about something going on health-wise, the ways to reduce risks all seem to be about the
exactly.
same thing.
Exactly. They are.
The same recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about Pardee's new breast multidisciplinary clinic.
Okay.
That's a big word.
It is. Well, what that is, it's a new program that we've started to offer at the Cancer Center to allow patients to come in one time to see all their experts related to a breast cancer diagnosis. So in some places, if a woman's diagnosed with breast cancer today, it might take her a few weeks to get in to see a surgeon next week, and then a few more weeks to see a medical oncologist, and then maybe a few more weeks to see a radiation oncologist, and all that time adds up. And so what we're trying to do at Pardee Cancer Center is to have those women come in one morning and see all 3 specialists on the same day. That's very helpful for women who are still working and need to come in one time versus missing work often.
I imagine also just a mental drain.
Absolutely.
Of waiting for the next thing, waiting for the next person, waiting for the next specialist.
Right. So much of the fear of breast cancer is the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
And so when you know what the treatment plan is and you know what the next steps are, you can rest assured that you're doing what you can for yourself to be well. So it's a really great program. We even offer same-day imaging for many of those patients who need anything extra following the clinic and then just really move along with their treatment plan.
So that breast multidisciplinary clinic is going on as we speak.
It sure is. Friday okay. mornings.
All right. Fantastic. Christy, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All right. To schedule your yearly mammogram, call Pardee's Elizabeth Riley Breast Center at 828-698-7979.